Okay, and after they dived in the water, then they did what?
Should come up.
How did they get to the other side?
How did they get to the other side? Swim or drown, sink or drown, one of the two. Swim or drown.
If someone didn't swim, then he...
If he didn't swim, mm-hmm. He'd drown if someone wasn't there to get him.
Not in the water, but if when a kid puts his head on the ground and rolls on over,
well,
what do you call that?
You call it puts his head on the ground, a somersault.
Found anybody yet that is familiar with this, but it used to be in some places when you buy something or went in to pay your bill, the storekeeper would give you a little present and he'd say, this is for something. Have you ever run across that?
Well, I'll tell you. No, because as I was referring back to my married life, my wife and I have never had credit. We always paid cash for things we did. A tremendous amount of money in a lifetime like that, too.
You, what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Before it's able to walk?
To walk.
Crawl.
And, let's see. When your wife was getting the, what was it, pecans? What did she do to get up in the tree?
Climb.
And if a child is, say, playing hide and seek, and you get behind the couch, and then gets down low so you can't see him, what do you say he's doing?
Just what you said, he's hiding.
And what do you say he does when he gets down low?
Well, I don't know. You could call him doing disappearing act because he gets away from him.
What might he say when he then jumps up?
Well, this has been a long time since I played hide and seek. We didn't see. We run. Run like a son of a gun to get back to the home base or whatever you call it.
What about if it was one of your grandchildren when they were younger playing with you? Behind where you couldn't see, and of course you knew where they were,
mm-hmm.
And then jump up so you could.
You mean to scare you? Well, you might see a boo or something like that.
And did you ever, you'd get behind a door or something, pop your head out, scare them the same thing?
No, well, for the one reason I have told you before, I didn't believe in scaring children.
But I mean, some kids, they just do it over and over. They'll
get
behind and pop the head out and get back.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have anything to say when you do that?
No, not in particular.
Hey, if a child's going to say his prayers, he goes over beside his bed and does what?
Normally, in teaching the child, he should get on his knees to say his prayers.
And if you feel tired, you say, I'm going to
lay down or relax or something.
And someone didn't feel well and didn't get out of bed all morning, you say all morning he...
Well, normally I would say they just didn't feel good, didn't feel like getting up.